Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many prongs does a standard dinner fork have?
3.
No.
4.
Correct. Verde is the Spanish word for what color?
Maroon. Red.
No.
Yellow.
No. What singer has the most 2025 Grammy nominations?
Pass.
Butter, heavy cream, and Parmesan are the main ingredients in what sauce?
Fettuccine.
No.
Pass.
Which language is known as the language of love?
No. Pass.
The fingerprints of which animal extremely resemble human fingerprints?
An ape. Gorilla.
No.
Monkey.
No. When it comes to computers, what does RAM stand for?
Random access memory.
Correct. Logan International Airport is in what U.S. city?
Can you repeat that?
Logan International Airport is in what U.S. city?
California.
No. Oh. Richard? What was that?
Those were some hard questions.
Richard, I really wish I could have had your back and be your phone a friend.
Richard, you got 2 correct.
Yeah, that's been 2 lately for the past couple weeks now. I just can't get past 2.
Oh, man.
You know what? There was a time that I got that score, and I got past it, so I believe in you.
Yeah, I got 6.
Richard, I really think you're going to kick yourself for some of these. Yeah. But we'll see. Steve, are you ready?
I got a good pep talk from Ryan Castle in the other room, and I'm watching Taryn Daly look very dejected as the game was going on.
She did.
I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
How many prongs does a standard dinner fork have?
4.
Correct. Verde is the Spanish word for what color?
Verde. Green.
Yes. What singer has the most 2025 Grammy nominations?
Beyonce?
Yes! Butter, heavy cream, and Parmesan are the main ingredients in what sauce?
Butter, heavy cream. Alfredo.
Yes. Which language is known as the language of love?
Language of love. I'm going to say Latin.
No.
Spanish.
No.
French.
Yes. The fingerprints of which animal extremely resemble human fingerprints?
The fingerprints of a monkey.
No.
Gorilla.
No.
Elephant.
No. When it comes to computers, what does RAM stand for?
Random access memory.
Correct. Yeah. Logan International Airport is in what U.S. city?
Chicago.
No.
Oh. Logan. California, San Francisco.
No.
Los Angeles.
No. What is the square root of 225?
11?
No.
12?
No.
69?
Nice, but no. It doesn't matter, though, because you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-2.
Ooh.
Sorry, Richard.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll get him next time.
Yes.
That's right.
Good attitude.
You won't.
Yeah, he might.
No, he might.
You might. Poor Richard for the butter, heavy cream, and Parmesan are the main ingredients in what sauce? He said fettuccine. So he was on the right path, but the fettuccine is the pasta and the Alfredo is the sauce. Poor guy.
He'll get it next time.
Yeah. 2, you guys both didn't know. The fingerprints of which animal extremely resemble human fingerprints?
Koala?
Yes.
Interesting.
It's random, I know. Logan International Airport is in what U.S. city?
Boston.
Boston.
Oh, yes. And then what is the square root of 225?
13.
15.
Oh.
You would have eventually got there, Steve.
I was around it.
You were going up, yeah. You know. Well, congrats on beating Richard.
206-803-ROCK. What minor inconvenience drives you absolutely insane? 206-803-ROCK. You got one?
This morning I was very excited to have a cup of coffee. So I poured the coffee. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good. And I realized this was from yesterday. Because it was not even warm.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, I got to brew the coffee myself. But I was like, oh, what the hell is going on here? Where's the hot coffee?
First world problems.
What minor inconvenience drives you insane? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What minor inconvenience drives you absolutely insane? We're bringing this up because CVS is piloting this new feature in its app that will allow the customers to unlock those theft-proof cabinets so you don't have to wait for someone.
I have to say, that is a massive inconvenience at Target. It's gotten to a point where I think some of the employees just kind of like leave them slightly unlocked because they're probably just as sick of probably having to like go walk on over, unlock something so I could get shampoo, and then lock it back up again.
Many feel that those theft-proof cabinets, just like you, Steve, are a massive inconvenience. So we want to know from our rockaholics.
So there's an app now that will open it? So we just assume that criminals don't have phones or apps? Right. I don't know if this is necessarily the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Who am I to poo-poo on their new technology?
So what minor inconvenience drives you absolutely insane? 206-803-ROCK. Solomon, you're on 405. What is that minor inconvenience for you?
Having a deal with automated phone systems.
Oh, dude.
It's the worst.
It's awful.
Then to add insult to injury, you sit there and have to listen to the whole, we value your customer, value as a customer. If you value me as a customer, you'd have more operators.
Yeah, well, no kidding.
And you used to have the workaround, you just hit zero and you're like that, but then they got smart to that.
You know what I just do? I just say customer service. Customer service, customer service.
I say whatever it is, I'm canceling because they put you through quick. If it's something where you have that option, even if it's not what I'm doing, and then they're like, well, this isn't. I'm like, well, that's my problem.
Go save the sale.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Paul from West Seattle. What is the minor inconvenience that drives you absolutely insane?
Well, I actually have two of them.
Okay.
One is that your friend comes over and he says he's going to be there in like 20 minutes to a half hour, and it's an hour and a half later and he finally shows up.
Well, I'm sure he hit traffic.
Yeah. And number two is waiting on hold, listening to you guys play music.
Yeah.
Thanks for your patience.
Put him back on hold. We got more songs for you to listen to, buddy.
206-803-ROCK. Casey from Bonnie Lake. What is that minor inconvenience that drives you absolutely insane?
Well, have you ever been driving on the freeway and you can see that there's a cop, but he's clearly like off duty, going home, like just wants to see his kids, right? But every car on the freeway is doing exactly 60.
Yes.
Somehow trying to fool this guy. Like, that's what we always do.
That's behavior. Cool.
My favorite is, like, you'll be on 405 going to Puyallup, and, like, everyone's slowing down, and you look at the cop car, and it's, like, a cop car from, like, Issaquah. I'm like, it's clear he's not looking for things. Like, this guy lives probably where we live, and he's working in Issaquah.
It's not his jurisdiction.
The one that drives me nuts, here we go, is when you think you're, like, oh, crap, there's a cop in front of me. Let me slow it down, make sure I'm doing this. And then you keep going, and you finally start itching past. And it's a freaking like random security guard car that's not even a cop car, but it looks like a cop car. I'm like, I've been doing 60 for you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that bothers me so much.
206-803-ROCK. Brian from Squim, what is the minor inconvenience that drives you insane?
Well, it's just one of my pet peeves, but I hate going to the bathroom and having the toilet paper come off the backside.
Oh, I'm with you. It goes over the top. Everybody knows that, right?
Different, I was thinking of a different backside.
I like it that way too, Brian. And if I'm at somebody's house and it's the wrong way, I will fix it at their house.
Why?
Because.
What kind of weird house guest are you? I like this text. As I'm driving my 9-year-old to school, you asked this question about what's a minor inconvenience, and he immediately busts out with school. LOL. I guess we know where he stands. Have a great day.
And he's not wrong. It's a minor inconvenience.
And another person had to go on convenience fees. They're a minor inconvenience. They give you no other way to pay anymore. Like when you buy tickets online And it's like for a handling tray. I'm like, who's handling it?
Yeah.
Nobody. It's just on a, it's a computerized system that's giving me these tickets. There's not like somebody like behind a desk that's like, you know, sorting out the paper tickets anymore.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Shinedown and Bush at Climate Pledge Arena on August 8th. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Nikolai in Lake City, we were talking about little inconveniences that drive us absolutely crazy. What is the one that drives you up a wall?
Hey, how's it going? Whenever you try to print something and the printer doesn't work is something that really irritates me.
The one here at work is there's a constant paper jam, and it's like, it's going to be like the death of me one day.
Oh, no. This was, a couple years ago, I moved into a new apartment complex, and I had to get my lease notarized because I signed like an 18-month lease.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to print off this single piece of paper, and I attempted it multiple times at my house. It kept saying it was printing on my computer, but then the printers weren't doing anything. So I reset them. Nothing worked. So I was like, I have to get to work. So I go to work, and there's a FedEx across the street. And so on my break, I'm like, I'll walk over there and do it. So I walk over and enter in the code to get the code thing to print it off one of their printers, and I wouldn't get the code. I tried it multiple times, and I'm like, dude, this is stupid. So I walk up to the front desk guy, and I'm like, hey, man, like, I'm not getting these codes. I can't print it. Can I just email it to you, and can you print it off your computer? He's like, yeah, dude, I'll do that for you. So he gives me his email and send it to him, and we wait about 10-15 minutes, do it multiple times. He never gets the email from me.
So oh, my God. Time,
you know, next time, just come here to the radio station. I'll print things for you. No problem. Here to help you, man. Just send me what you need printed, just like my wife does, and I'll print it and bring it home.
Steve's a pro printer.
I'm the best
printer. I'm not even going to do it here. I'm going to send my stuff to you here. And
that's
you do
right.
It for me.
I mean, some people say broadcaster / pro printer.
Office manager Steve Mix.
Speaking of minor inconveniences, I have to share this text because this might be my favorite text ever of minor inconveniences. This person says, when my boys stick to my leg, but you're in public and you can't discreetly adjust it. I don't know if Saren can understand that plight, but it is one of the more weird things, because if I adjust it, it happens at the gym to me.
Oh, yeah.
Is you too?
Yeah, all the time.
And anytime I'm like almost about to adjust it, I like almost make eye contact with like a girl that's working out there. I'm like, I'm going to get kicked out of this gym, and I'm not even trying to do anything weird. I just want things to be more comfortable when I sit down.
Can you do a little shake or shimmy or a little dance or something? Or does it not work?
You kind of try, but like,
oh my God.
Some days
Did
are better than
thrust?
Others.
What was that?
Me? I was just trying to show you how I kind of try to make it happen.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't do that in public either.
But I hear you out, brother.
Oh, I feel your pain. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And I know we've all been complaining about how cold it is here, but Clyde is in Alaska right now.
Ooh.
And Clyde, how cold is it in Alaska?
Hey guys, what's up? Actually, I just checked the weather. It's -23 and then -51 wind chill.
Ooh,
-51?
Yeah, right now.
Clyde,
so,
what part of Alaska?
You're all good as long as you're not in the wind. I'm up here in Alictoc Point. It's kind of close to Prudhoe Bay.
And what do you do up there?
I build ice roads.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
dude, that's gnarly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty cool deal. It's like an ecological way to build roads in the winter and has no impact on the tundra.
Do you work no matter what the conditions are, or does it ever get too cold for you to go to work?
Well, so there's ambient and wind chill, so it's -23 ambient. -40 is the cutoff because metal starts to break and hydraulic hoses.
That's insane.
Well, stay warm out there, Clyde.
You went up. I mean, you went to WSU, and it gets cold there.
Oh,
what's the coldest it gets in the winter for you?
I mean, there was a lot of like single digit overnights and things like that, but it was never really. It was never that cold. It never was like, you know, below zero.
When I was going to college in Plattsburgh, there were many times where it went below zero,
no
and there was
way.
One time with wind chills. Like I think I just said like -25, -30, and it was awful because you know like you're just like you walk out of your dorm. And immediately anything that is not covered feels like it's freezing.
What about your eyeballs?
Eyeballs were, you know what the weird thing was? Because you get the sniffles because you're cold, you know, sometimes you've been battling like, you know, some kind of like a head cold. It was, I felt like the inside of my nostrils was freezing.
Ooh.
And it was like all of a sudden like everything was like little icicles inside your nose. It was weird. I hope I never have to experience that kind of cold weather again.
My favorite, though, was in Pullman. Even when it was in the single digits, we would still be wearing, you know,
of course,
cocktail dresses and high heels, trudging through the snow and ice to get to the frat party.
All the girls trying to get to the bars. It's like 10 degrees outside. They're all wearing like that, you know, shirts that are exposing their stomach. I'm like, what are you doing?
And you never bring a coat because you don't want to have to like deal with carrying it around or, heaven forbid, lose it. So we're just going to not wear coats.
It's just like trying to walk in high heels through like slushy snow. I'm like, this is just not very fun. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Yesterday, I did something that resulted in Barrett missing martial arts class.
Uh-oh.
And what I did was kind of ridiculous. But I'm going to fess up and tell you what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a play date day at my house, Steve Miggs.
All right.
But what started out as a play day date turned into a play all day and into the night date.
What?
Okay, well, your husband's gone.
My husband's out of town.
So things are getting a little crazy over your house.
Things
you and
are
Barrett?
Getting wild. So we called up our neighbors. They live 0.3 miles away, and it's Barrett's little best friend that lives over there with her little sister. They came over for a play date with Mom yesterday.
Okay.
Mom and I opened a bottle of wine.
Wait a second.
As one does.
It's a weekday.
I know.
We haven't even made it past January and you've already broke your resolution. Is this the first time you've drank? I know you've had other drinks, but you said you were not going to drink wine during the week.
And I've been really good about it, honestly.
Until
yesterday.
Okay.
It's my friend. It's peer pressure, you know? She's not doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So we open this bottle of wine. The kids are playing. We're making paper airplanes. We're doing art. We're painting rocks. The house is a mess. And then I just decide, would you guys like to stay for dinner? And she said yes, and then we looked at the clock, and that meant that we weren't going to be going to martial arts last night.
So wait, you skipped your child?
So I broke my New Year's
resolution. I've seen after-school specials about this.
And
mommy's too drunk to take me to karate.
Well, I whipped up a very lovely dinner for everyone. You know, now I'm cooking, instead of just cooking for Barrett and I was cooking for six of us. So, five of us, excuse me. So there's a few more bodies in the house, and we ended up just having a lovely evening. They didn't leave last night till Barrett was asleep in his bed.
Is it fun, you know, like having a toddler run around while you're drunk on wine?
It was just one bottle. One bottle.
What?
Not one glass.
Between two of us. One bottle.
Sounds good.
But
well, congratulations. You didn't even make it to February.
You know what? I would just say, given my track record, I feel pretty good about January.
I mean, yeah, you only miss it by a couple of days.
Yeah.
Actually, a little more impressive than I realized. You know what? High five to you. Good job. Go have a glass of wine today for your hard work.
The crazy thing is, both of those kids honestly love martial arts. They couldn't have known what day it was. Like, they didn't. They had.
So
not
they
even
love
phased.
Martial arts? And they missed out on going because why?
Because we had some.
Because mommy's a drunk.
But you know what? We'll be back on Thursday.
Unless someone else comes over to your house.
Pringles have come up with a crazy new flavor, and we want to know if you would try it. We're going to tell you what it is during the Daily Mix download after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Can barely see you from this thick fog.
I know.
It is about.
I know. You guys should stop smoking that stuff in the studio.
It is foggy
the devil's
out today.
Lettuce.
It's foggy in here too.
Yeah, buddy.
It's foggy in my head, man.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. You know, so often we hear all these awful stories about Philadelphia Eagles fans, and there have been a few, and there's some tragic ones too. Some dude fell off a light pole when he was celebrating.
Hey.
Other people are shooting guns off during the celebration of them going to the Super Bowl.
Don't they throw batteries at the opposing team on occasion too?
They have been guilty of that. They have,
quality.
I don't know if they still do at the stadium, but at one point there was a prison inside of the stadium for their unruly fans. But
yeah,
we do have a good story about Philadelphia Eagles fans. There's this 8-year-old kid by the name of Declan. He's dealing with some awful medical issue, and he had a heartwarming interaction with one of the players who ended up, he got $1,000, got to go to the game. They took care of him. The fans were loving it. And I'm like, you know, if we could find one decent story about Philadelphia Eagles fans at the stadium, This is the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, so, poor kid's going to grow into an Eagles fan.
Yeah, afterwards he threw a battery at his doctor. He's like,
terrible. Pringles is getting ready to release a limited edition beer can chicken flavor in collaboration with Miller Lite Beer. It's coming in May. Would you try it?
I do a mean beer can chicken.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a certain type of beer that you use? Or?
No, I usually use like a cheap domestic beer.
Yeah. Not a men's room 20th anniversary lager?
No, you drink those.
So do you open the can of beer and then put it in there? Or
Yeah, you poke holes in the side of it. Like, I like to put like some rosemary and some garlic and stuff down in the beer so the beer heats up and the steam goes out into the chicken. Okay. It's good, yeah.
Huh.
Well, then you're going to be the one to do the taste test because we need to know if it's legit beer can chicken flavored Pringles. They're going to be out in May, Ryan, so mark your calendar.
Cool. Doing it right now.
Now, is this actually going to be sold in stores or do we have to go online and enter to win it like we're doing with some of these other stupid things that we've been
trying? We all did that yesterday. What was it? The pizza flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, cereal that has a pizza flavor to it.
So weird.
Okay.
You don't want to try that one?
Probably not.
Okay.
Let's see how foggy it gets in here first.
So they put together a list of the top five streaming shows of the year. And most of them, they call them, I didn't know this was a term, but it's called library series. In other words, it's shows that streamers picked up from other sources, kind of like Big Bang Theory or Friends, whatever it may be. And they figured out which were the most streamed shows of the entire year. Any guesses on what you think came in at number one?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, incorrect.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Breaking Bad?
Think kids shows.
Oh, God.
Oh. I'm out.
Danny's favorite, Bluey. Yes, the show about the blue heeler puppy streamed more than any other show with 55.62 billion minutes viewed.
I have a question. Since when is Game of Thrones not a children's show?
Number two is Grey's Anatomy, then Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, and then NCIS. I don't know anybody that watches NCIS.
I can say that I don't think I've seen an episode. I've tried to get Barrett to watch Bluey, but I haven't seen an episode of any of those other shows.
Oh, I watch all of Bob's Burgers. I watch Bob's Burgers.
Really?
It's fantastic. Absolutely.
Are you a Family Guy guy?
I was in the past. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never watched Family Guy. Anymore. I only know him from all the like random videos that people share on social media.
Yeah. You're obviously too smart for that.
Yeah, I'm busy watching Bluey, like most of America. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 44 degrees. Going to be sunny today. Oh, the Kraken lost yesterday, but whatever.
Thanks.
That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.